Moncrief on News Talk.
Einstein, Jimi Hendrix, Paul McCartney, Claire Darmody, John Fardy. Just some of the great people who consider that, well, who are left-handed. They don't consider themselves. They are left-handed. Or are they? Is it a biological determination? Today is International Day of, well, the Kittog, as we call it here, left-handed people, known for their creativity, problem-solving skills, and unique brain connections. But could our handedness, that's the term that refers to which hand you are, be something we learn rather than something we're born with? A new study suggests that hand dominance may develop through practice, challenging what we thought we knew and about why some of us become lefties and others are righties. Joining us to talk about this is scientific consultant and editor, Dr. Natalie Uomi. Natalie, you're welcome to the show. I'm left-handed and I just always assumed that was the way I was born, but could it be learned behaviour?
Hi, John. Yes, certainly there is some learning involved, but there is a genetic component still. We do know that geneticists are trying to research all the genes involved, and there seems to be hundreds of them involved. But the genetics really only accounts for maybe a quarter of the left-handers we find. So it is there is certainly some aspect of certainly social pressure also, and perhaps the fact that a lot of our tools are made for right-handers.
Mm. So, you know, there was, when I was growing up, I was told the things that, you know, we were more creative. My mother used to use it as a badge of honor for me, that we just were creative people. Now, I've come to realize that may not actually be the case. But is it your understanding that there is some predisposition towards more out-of-the-box thinking, or is that just a nonsense?
Oh, absolutely. Left-handers are known to be more creative. They also have, like, they're also very much more successful in certain kinds of sports, like such as fencing, table tennis, tennis, and these kinds of sports, which are very asymmetrical and which are like one-on-one competitive sports. So, you know, they're about 10% of people are left-handed in the normal population. But among elite athletes in fencing or in table tennis, for example, they can be up to 50%. The really successful ones can be very strongly overrepresented. So certainly being left-handed does have quite a lot of advantages.
So I should pick up a sword is in essence what I'm hearing. It's not going to improve my football ability, though, is also what you're saying.
Probably not, because foot preference is not usually linked to hand preference.
Yeah. You may be aware of this, but I was certainly told, again, when I was growing up by people around me, my parents' generation, that the people who were left-handed, certainly in Ireland, were actively disencouraged to use their left hand, to the point I heard a horror story of a person my grandfather's age having their left-handed tied behind their back in school and being forced to write with their right hand. I presume on no planet is that ever a good idea, to encourage people to be right-handed when they have a predisposition to left-handedness.
No, that's correct. And I do have a friend who's about my age who was given a glove to wear on his left hand when he was growing up because the teacher thought it was a bad thing. And he's now partially dyslexic. So it is known to cause terrible problems, learning difficulties, if you try to suppress the natural hand preference of a child. Mm. So instead, you should really, if your child is left-handed, you should embrace it and encourage it, because your child could become a future fencing champion.
Wow, yeah. And, you know, there was the case that the world was not built for left-handed people. That was the idea, to the point that Homer Simpson wanted to open a left-handed shop to, if I'm remembering The Simpsons correctly, have been 40 seasons, so it's hard to remember everything. But is it the case that the world is harder for left-handed people to negotiate just the practical furniture of it?
Yes, it is. The world has been designed for right-handers, and we do see that accidents at work tend to affect left-handers more frequently, and that's because the equipment and the machinery is designed by right-handers and for left-handers.
Okay, interesting. A couple of texts coming in on this, because as you say, I guess 10% of our listeners will be left-handed, but it may interest you to know that the Irish word kittog, someone tells me, I didn't know this, comes from the Irish word meaning awkward. So this person is suggesting we eliminate the word. So I see the point of that. Also, if you have a child who is left-handed, encourage them to sit on the left side of any desk so as not to clash elbows with the inevitable right-hander beside them, and get them to choose a desk on the left side of the classroom so they don't have to look around in an arc and back through the arc again to go back to the page. What do you make of that, Natalie?
Interesting. I mean, children are so adaptable, and the human brain is so adaptable. Usually we're able to really compensate for any small sort of issues. But if the child is having some learning difficulties, you might think about the situation in the classroom, and that actually could help them.
Yeah. And tell me this, is there an age at which our brains kind of decide what hand we're going to use, or is that just too hard to tell?
They do pretty much in the womb. Found, you know, can see pictures of left-handed baby fetuses sucking their thumb. Actually, it does really develop with writing, when we learn to write and skills like that, which are asymmetric, which cause focus onto the dominant hand. And then you really see which is the naturally dominant hand. But it's quite normal for children up to age 5 or 6 to have a hand preference that fluctuates.
Okay. And is there a way of, like, teaching, not that we ever should, but is there any benefit in teaching a left-handed person to attempt a form of ambidextrousness?
I don't think so. Left-handers actually have a brain which is more less lateralized, which means they're more protected against strokes and dementia. So in fact, we should really teach right-handers to use their left hand and try to make everybody's brain a little more flexible.
Interesting. This is bizarre. Someone said to me that they had their hand tied behind their back in 1976, not all that long ago in the scheme of things. This sounds to me like it may not be true, but perhaps, Natalie, you can tell us. I remember hearing that if your mother is over 40 when you are conceived, then the chance of you being left-handed skyrockets. That can hardly be true, can it?
I don't know. I think the statistical studies really have difficulty linking up factors that cause left-handedness, and there are actually multiple causes. So, in fact, there are also some specific disorders such as schizophrenia and autism spectrum disorders, which are linked, which seem to have a higher prevalence of left-handers, but it's not clear yet whether these are caused by some kind of underlying genetics that leads to, you know, left-handedness and schizophrenia, or whether there is some kind of causal link between them. And that's what the scientists are still trying to resolve now.
Okay. And tell me this, it just occurs to me, do we see this in the animal kingdom at all, that a cat has a preference for a paw or a dog does? Or
yes. Yes, the animals who do things with their hands, so most of the other primates are also very handy. They have fine control of their fingers. And we do see that individuals have a hand preference. But as a species or as a population, we don't find this really strong skew towards one side like we do in humans. So this is actually what's quite interesting about our species. We do find a strong skew to one side in certain species of whales and dolphins, but this is also still being researched.
Okay, fascinating stuff. And finally, all skill saws used in construction are biased towards left-handers. Never seen a right-handed. There you go. Natalie, thanks for your time today. I mean, ultimately, I'm going to take away from it that I am a genius. So I let that be the closing thing. Thanks for your time, Natalie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.